Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Carter Subaru Studios, this is Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome to the show. I am Jake Skorheim, your host. Thank you guys so much for hanging out with us. What day is it, Matt? Is it Wednesday?
It is Thursday.
It's Thursday. Man, this is flying.
One
this
more
is
going day fast. The
weekend. We have a really fun Friday show. I can't tell you exactly what we're doing, but we're doing something a little bit different. So I think you guys are going to enjoy that. I hope you will, at least. It's going to be fun. All right, let's just get right to it. We got a really good show tonight, guys. Really super splendid, great show.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
A winner. A winner. Yes, we do. Thank you, Nancy Pelosi. All right, first off, I'm going to play you a trivia clip. I'm going to get this out of the way really quick so that we can get to the news. There's actually some really good news that I'm going to share with you in just a minute. But first, I'm going to play this trivia clip. You guys can guess it. Hit me up on the text line, the Muckleshoot Casino Resort text line, 888-973-5476, which spells out Cairo, 973-CAIRO. Hit me up on the text line if you think you know this movie. If you don't, you can't figure it out, but it's just driving you crazy and you just want to know who it is, then you just got to listen. Start on the next hour for the news roundup. This is an enticement. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to actually get you to start listening now and at least keep listening through the news roundup. What I'm hoping you're doing, honestly, if I'm being completely honest with you, as I always try to do every single night, I hope you listen to 3 hours straight of the show. I hope you neglect making dinner for your family, tucking your kids in, doing all the things that are necessary at the end of the day so you feel good. All those things are secondary to making sure that you're listening. Your TSL, that's what we call it in the radio business, your time spent listening. If it's 3 hours, I'm a happy man. And I appreciate it. It probably isn't. Like, you probably have other things to do. I get it. Whatever. I'm fine. I'm a family man, too. I get it. I got 3 kids. It's busy. I know you're busy. Any time you spend with me, I value. I treasure it. So I'm not going to waste any more of your time. Let's get to the trivia clip. Then we'll get to the news. All right. Let's play it, Matt.
Let's play a game. All right. On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. Don't even think about it. Just name it. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Velociraptor.
Favorite non-pornographic magazine.
Good housekeeping.
If you were a chick, who's the one guy you would sleep with?
John Stamos. What?
Did we just become best friends?
Yep.
Do you want to go do karate in the garage?
Yep.
Pretty good movie. I think you guys are going to get it. Good luck. All right. Let's get right to the stuff in the news, Matt. Let's just start chatting. This is really good news. I'm really excited to share this. We've talked about this story many, many times. It has been kind of a plague upon our region and really everywhere since this came out. You guys know who the Kia boys are? Well, this story is really bad news for the Kia boys. Actually, it's kind of bad news for the Hyundai boys. I don't know if it like actually applies to Kia boys. Is there a Hyundai boys? I don't know. Anyway, it is about to be harder for the Kia boys to steal your cars, depending on what you drive. Over on My Northwest, you can get all the details about this on MyNorthwest.com. But here's the headline. Why it's going to be harder for the Kia boys to steal your Hyundai. And again, why do they call them? Why is there no Hyundai boys? I have no idea. But if you don't know who the Kia boys are, who also steal Hyundais, I guess, they are a pair of guys. It's not just two guys. I mean, these are not just like two guys who are like stealing all these cars in the region. There's a video that came out called the Kia boys on TikTok. And they talked to these two young guys, and these two young guys were describing the very simple way that they can break in and steal these newer Kias and Hyundais, who have apparently some massive wrongly built feature. I don't even know what you'd describe it. It's just a very easy to steal those cars with like a USB cord or something crazy.
Yeah, it's like
crazy.
An exploit in the systems of the car, basically.
Yeah, so if you have a USB cord, which everyone does, then you can watch this video and you can figure out how to steal cars. And so a bunch of young people have decided, oh, wouldn't it be fun to be like the Kia boys, TikTok fame, and steal cars, which is dumb. Don't steal cars. But here's a little clip from the TikTok video that kind of like started this horrible trend of stealing vehicles.
You actually steal a Kia. Is it an easy process?
Hell yeah.
Could you show us how it looks to steal a car?
I can show you inside your car.
You stick your flathead right here, and then you want to pull it down, and then it break it down, and then it comes like a little silver piece. You just put the flathead in and break it. Then you start it with a charger piece, like this.
And then he starts the car, and you could drive off in the car. So this was happening, like, in massive numbers in our area. We've talked about this many, many times. But listen to this. There might be an end to this for you if you have a Hyundai. If you have a Kia, you're maybe still in for it for a little bit. But if you have a Hyundai, your problems might be fixed. This weekend, you can get this article on MyNorthwest.com, by the way. Mickey Gomez, great story. Very helpful to anybody who's driving any of these vehicles. And then also, because I care about the youth in this region, I don't want to have to do this, but I am going to play a clip from a friend of mine who has been locked up. And I'm trying to set you straight because I don't want you guys to end up in prison. It's very important to me that you guys live a good life. So don't steal cars. So he's gonna make a visit here in just a second. I'm going to play that clip. And I don't want to scare you, but it's, I don't know, it's kind of R-rated. Anyway, listen to this. This weekend, a free software upgrade for Hyundai owners will take place at four locations throughout Western Washington. According to the Hyundai website, these clinics throughout the state are intended to complement Hyundai's nationwide network of dealerships and drive further installations of Hyundai's free anti-theft software upgrade for customers who continue to be affected by the thefts. In the Puget Sound region, we've been experiencing a spike in thefts of Kia and Hyundai vehicles, Bellevue Police Department spokesperson Steph Tyler said. Specifically, this is related to the Kia Boy trend that was popularized online. So in Bellevue alone, again, this is Seth Tyler, we've seen an almost 50% increase in vehicle thefts in the last year. That's crazy. He told us that the Bellevue Police Department is committed to reducing the number of thefts. Tyler says, we are fortunate to partner with Hyundai Motor Company. Hyundai owners can choose their location and receive a free software upgrade that will make their car harder to steal. So basically just like a free upgrade you get to do. But if you decide you don't want to go to one of these free clinics, these drive-up things, you could actually just go to your dealer and get this done. The problem is it takes a long time at the dealer. Listen to this. The reason for the event is that Hyundai owners of Hyundais are experiencing a 3 to 4 month wait at dealerships to get this security update. Apparently, this is all they're doing at these dealerships if it's 3 to 4 month wait, because people are out there getting their cars almost stolen or are getting their cars stolen, which is horrible. Let's see here. Tyler says, Hyundai owners may also be eligible for an ignition upgrade that will make their ignition harder to break into. That's nice. They can also get a free steering wheel lock, courtesy of Hyundai. I don't know if a free steering wheel lock actually would make me feel better if I had a Hyundai. It kind of makes me feel like the car is still really prone to being stolen. I guess it's nice. The club? Are they just giving out the club to everybody?
I guess.
Who knows?
A lot of times I thought about that thing. You feel over the TV.
Yeah, no, maybe it's like a club situation. Okay, so you might be asking yourself, these are all Hyundai-related events. What about Kia owners? If you drive a Kia, if you drive any other make of vehicle, this is all Seth Tyler talking here. If you drive any other make of vehicle, we are still offering the steering wheel locks, Tyler said. You can stop by any of our substations. No questions asked. We'll give you one. So if you have another make of vehicle and you want to protect yourself, this is a way to do that. And he said the prevention crime group will also be on hand. They'll be assisting with those steering wheel lock giveaways. So the weather should be fantastic. It will. It's going to be really nice this weekend. And it should be a great event. So that's nice. So if you're a Hyundai owner, then there is, there's light at the end of the tunnel. You don't have to worry about having your car stolen all the time. The bummer is that a thief doesn't know that you've probably had the upgrade. And so you still might have your car broken into because they assume your car is going to be easier to steal. I'm just coming up with this idea on the fly, but this is my job. I'm trying to make your life easier and better every single day. That's what I do all day. That's what I think about. How do I make your life better? If you get one of these upgrades, I would also go and buy a sticker, maybe just a post-it note. Put it on your window. Say, I've had the upgrade. No need to break into my car. You couldn't steal it if you wanted to. Move on to the next Hyundai. I guess anybody with a post-it note could probably do the same thing. So that's yet another way to improve your life. But here's what I'm going to do right now. For the youth out there listening, because we're really popular with young people. Young people listen to us in droves. It's like all teenagers do, apparently, at night, is they listen to talk radio. So here's what I have a message for you young people. And I don't want to freak you out. That's not my goal. It kind of is. But my goal is for you to make the right choices in life. Now, for me, when I was in high school, I actually was part of I took a law class in high school. I don't even know what it was. It was like legal writing or something. I don't even know why they offered that in my high school. It would have been fine just to learn math, but I took this class. I didn't even know, whatever, it was an elective. So I take this class. One of the things that we do in the class is we go to a prison. And so I went to, I think it was a Monroe. Is the Monroe a state penitentiary? It's a real like big boy prison. It's like a real lockup. So I go to this Monroe penitentiary, this Monroe prison. You know what it is? Did you look it up, Matt? Is it Monroe State Prison?
Yes, the Monroe Correctional Complex now, the MCC.
Okay, the MCC. So back in the day, I went to the MCC when I was a young man. I wasn't locked up. I was just going as a part of this high school class. But we go in there and we met a couple of the inmates. And they kind of did this thing where they come out and they kind of tried to scare us straight. Now, they identified me pretty quickly as somebody who wasn't going to be breaking a lot of rules. So they didn't focus their attention on me. Thank the Lord. Because it was scary. It was like legit scary. There was a kid in my class who was kind of like too cool for school and was sitting in the back and was kind of shrugging his arms and acting like he didn't care. And I'll tell you what, those prisoners' ability to like just laser lock in on this guy as being somebody that they could just, I feel bad for him because I'm surprised the teacher didn't step in. They didn't do any like horrible to him, but they definitely like turned their attention to him and he was then their target for the rest of the time. Anyway, I'm not trying to make you feel that way, teens, but I do feel it is my responsibility. I'm a dad. I have three sons. Kids do stupid things. I get it. So teenagers out there, I hate to do this to you, but I'm going to bring in my friend Prison Mike. And my friend Prison Mike has seen some things, you know? He's seen some scary things. He's been some places. And he has a message for you. And hopefully, it scares you straight.
Prison stinks, but I am here to scare you straight. I am here to scare you straight! In prison, you are somebody's bitch. Oh, and you. You, my friend, would be the belle of the ball. Don't drop the soap. Don't drop the soap. The worst thing about prison was the Dementors. They were flying all over the place and they were scary and then they'd come down and they'd suck the soul out of your body and it hurt. I hope that this scared you. I just want to thank you for listening to me and letting me be a part of your life today. Because you got a good life. You got a good life.
You got a good life. That's very true. I hate doing that to you guys. I understand. We get text messages every single time we play that clip because people are scared, right? Radio is theater of the mind. So people hear that clip and it sends a shudder down their spine because it's real. And Dementors, that's no joke. That is no joke. All right, let's move on. We were talking about the TikTok boys a second ago. Speaking of TikTok, yesterday, the biggest story on the planet, the one everybody seemed to care about, that everybody was talking about, politicians were finally agreeing on something. We have an update on this. It's kind of interesting. On Wednesday, the House of Representatives voted overwhelmingly, and they passed a bill that could lead to the U.S. banning the social media platform known as TikTok. If you don't know what TikTok is, it's just where like people get together and dance, and they do stupid things. But it's very, very popular. People spend a lot of time on it. The vote was 352-65. And basically what they're trying to do is to get TikTok to cut its ties with the CCP, the Communist Party in China. And they're trying to get them to cut ties with China, at least in their business in the United States. And so Nancy Pelosi actually got up in front of Congress and she made some good points and she was talking about this.
First of all,
she also talks about how much, like, she's a hip grandma, right? So she gets it. She knows what TikTok is.
First of all, this is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. This is not an attempt to ban TikTok. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Mm. Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
A winner. I love that. That's so funny.
Tic-tac-toe. A winner. A winner.
All right, so we have an update on this, which I'll get to in just a second. But Pelosi, she made some good points. She explained why we might want to not see TikTok in its current form in the United States. And I agree with her.
The Tibetans have come forth and said on TikTok in China, they are suppressed. They cannot put their message out. Not only that, the Chinese government misrepresents the situation in Tibet. In Hong Kong, well, let me just tell you about Hong Kong. During the Taiwan election, TikTok TikToked into Taiwan that the Uyghurs, on whom there is a genocide exercised by the Chinese government, they have told the people in Taiwan that the Uyghurs like that genocide. And they told them that the people of Hong Kong like the destruction of their democracy. They don't frame it that way, but that's their message. And again, suppressing the communication from Tibet. And then just people yesterday on the steps, we heard from the Taiwan people, we heard from the Tibetans, we heard from the Hong Kong, and we heard from a woman whose husband was arrested because of his communication with somebody with a shared view. So this is controlled by the Chinese Communist government. But forgetting that, if you can, I can't, think of this.
Ladies, time has expired.
The Chinese government will control the algorithm. They can change it any time.
Does the gentleman from New Jersey wish to allocate more time?
I urge a yes vote.
So she urges a yes vote. There are a lot of people, actually. Representative Maxwell Frost, he's a Gen Z congressman. He's 27 years old. Pretty young guy, actually. I think he might be the youngest congressman out there. He's voting no, or did vote no on this, because he's on TikTok. He likes TikTok.
I don't think it'll be helpful with young voters, but... You know, my argument here, yes, it has to do with young people, but taking a step back, I just think it's bad policy.
So he said it's unreasonable to believe that in 180 days a buyer could be found and that the deal can move forward, which would result in TikTok being banned, whether it's banned for a year or 2 years or 6 months. A ban is a ban. Again, it's not a ban. They're just forcing the China connection and the TikTok to separate. That's all they're doing. That's what they're forcing. So to his point about them not being able to find a buyer, well— former Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin, he was on CNBC today. He's a very wealthy guy, and he was talking about a potential buyer for TikTok. In fact, he's one of them.
Well, you know, when I was Treasury Secretary, I chaired CFIUS, and CFIUS approved, and I had President Trump sign an order that TikTok had to be sold. And I continue to believe that. So I think the legislation should pass. And I think it should be sold. I understand the technology. It's a great business. And I'm going to put together a group to buy TikTok.
You're trying to buy TikTok.
I am, because this should be owned by U.S. businesses. There's no way that the Chinese would ever let a U.S. company own something like this in China.
Have you already put a group together?
Yeah, well, I'm working
on it. You're exploring a group.
I've spoken to a bunch of people, but...
Who would be part of your group?
I can't tell that to you now, but it would be a combination of investors, so there would be no one investor that controlled this. And the issue is all about the technology. This needs to be controlled by U.S.
Let me ask you a very...
So I did a little reading into this. Apparently, you know, when Elon Musk, himself also a billionaire, when he bought Twitter, now turned it into X, he took it private. And so know that they are not saying that's what they would do here. They're saying they would keep it as a public company. Nobody would own more than 10% of it. And who knows how any of this would actually shake out if they actually force a sale. But very interesting. We'll see what happens. We'll keep track of that for you. Next on the show, we got a ton of stuff coming up. Matt, what do we got?
On tonight's edition of Cairo Nights, well, we may have discovered what's responsible for climate change. The answer is pretty out of this world. Stay tuned to find out. RFK Jr. defending his potential rumored running mate. And California with a new energy bill that hopefully won't be an idea we adopt here in Washington. Find out what it is, plus the news roundup, all on the way from Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Mariners group outings are a great option for all kinds of events. School family nights, fundraisers, office parties, and more. It's as easy as choosing a game and gathering a group of 20 plus. Start planning your outing today at mariners.com/groups.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dave Ross on Seattle's Morning News.
It was a traffic miracle, and what made this miracle possible was the presence of traffic officers, professionally trained human beings.
Weekdays 6 to 9, streaming live on your smart speaker. You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skorheim.
Welcome back to the show. You know, on all the other shows on Cairo Radio throughout the day, you're going to get hard-hitting news. Like a lot of really great updates on everything that's going on, stuff that you need to know about. But on this show, we have a little more latitude to kind of talk about whatever, which is why I wanted to talk a bit more about what's going on with the Royals. It's a beautiful song, God Save the Queen. Do they sing that anymore? Is it now it's God Save the King, I imagine, right? Because they have the king now. I think the song...
It's adaptable. You can use it for either one.
Yeah, just king and queen. It's easy to get in there. So, if you guys don't know about this story, it's reached kind of a new crazy level. So, we were talking about this the other day. Kate Middleton, who is the wife of former Kate Middleton. Now she's married to Prince William. But she... They posted a photo of her on Mother's Day with her kids. Now, the reason that this was significant is because before that, for the few weeks before that, she really hadn't been seen other than one photo that they snapped of her that they said was her in a car, but it was like kind of from far away. So it's not really super easy to tell. But she had abdominal surgery a couple weeks back in the UK. And then she had some recovery. And so, you know, she's a future queen of England. She's going to be married to the king. People clearly, she's the mother of the future king of England. They're very invested in the royals in England, I've found. And so they care about her condition. And so when they put this photo out there, people were kind of taking it as a sign that, oh, look at that. She's doing great. She's in great health. She looks great. The family looks great. Everybody's doing great. The problem was that almost immediately the photo was kind of picked apart as having been airbrushed or Photoshopped or altered in some way. I think just Photoshopped. And they were saying that it wasn't even like super, you know, wonderfully Photoshopped. It was like pretty obvious in some spots. So what they ended up doing, all these news agencies which post these photos, and this wasn't just like a normal photo. This was released by Kensington Palace. So that's like an official thing. Just like if the White House released a photo of President Joe Biden doing something, and if we discovered that they had, you know, manipulated the photo in some way, we would go, oh, okay, well, why are they doing that? What are they trying to keep from us? So the media over there said, hey, like AP, everybody, Reuters, everybody instantly sent out all these kill notices. Do you guys know what a kill notice is? Like a kill notice is basically what it sounds much worse than it is. But what a kill notice is they send out a notice to everyone who might use the photo, who might reprint the photo, who might publish it on one of their websites. And they will say, don't use this photo because we think it's fake in some way, or we don't think it stands up to our standards. So one of the biggest news agencies in the world announced, this is today, they announced that they no longer consider the Kensington Palace to be a trusted source for photo submissions, which is kind of a big deal, actually, because a lot of times you have official photographers and then they release the photos, but now they're saying like, no, we don't even consider them a trusted source, which is kind of crazy. This gets even crazier. I'm going to get to the craziest cut in a minute, but this story gets all the way. Guess who makes their way into this discussion? North Korea and Iran. It's bananas, but I'm going to get there in just a second. First off, Phil Chetwynd, he is the global news director of AFP, that's Agence France-Presse. He was talking to the BBC today. This is how much research we do on the show for you guys. You guys don't see this because it's behind the scenes. We spend all day looking at all the news everywhere in the world, including BBC4. Like, think about that. We had to look at BBC, BBC 2, 3, before we got to BBC 4. And when we finally got to BBC Four, we found this nugget for you. And we thought, oh, this is interesting. We should bring this to the audience. They might be interested in this. So you might be asking yourself, if I were in England and I was a news person, what is a trusted source? Well, here's your answer.
One thing immediately that the question is posed is, where does it come from? Because it's all about the source of the content. Is it a trusted source? Is it somebody with whom we work all the time? So in the case of the palace or Kensington Palace, these are people that we work with all the time.
So they would be considered a trusted source?
They would, because we've worked with them repeatedly, and because usually it would be our own photographer doing stories with them. And occasionally there are handout photos of key moments such as this, which we would be used to dealing. So there's a level of trust between us and them at that point.
So basically how it works is like in the U.S., for instance, or in France, so the president, as I understand it, has an official White House photographer, and a lot of and they, you know, they're good with press. The press gets in there. They don't answer many questions from the press, but the press do get in there and they can take a lot of photos. In France, it's kind of the same thing. They have an official photographer, but because the press has a little more leeway over there, they all collectively got together and they said, hey, you know what? We're actually not going to use any of these photos that you guys released to us from the official French, photographer, president's photographer. We want to have access. So that's like kind of how they use their leverage to say, like, well, if you guys don't give us access, we're just not going to cover any of these events that you guys are doing. Anyway, so trusted sources, it's very important to them. They now are saying Kensington Palace, Prince William, Princess Kate, no longer trusted sources. I mean, I guess the photos. I mean, I don't know if Princess Kate and Prince William are no longer trusted sources. But Kensington Palace, what they're putting out, according to this guy at the AFP, he's saying we would not consider them a trusted source right now. They've broken our trust.
You said that Kensington Palace was a trusted source for you at the AFP. Is it still a trusted source?
No, absolutely not. like with anything, when you're let down by a source, the bar is raised, and we've got, you know, major issues internally as to how we validated that photo. We shouldn't have done. It violated our guidelines, and therefore, you know, we sent out notes to all our team at the moment to be absolutely super more vigilant about the content coming across our desk, even from what we would call trusted sources.
All right, so yesterday, I'm going to get to the North Korea stuff in just a second, which is kind of a funny clip, but yesterday, The View posted, Whoopi Goldberg on The View, she posted a good question to all the other ladies on The View, and she was saying, like, why do you feel entitled to know where Kate has been? And yes, it's kind of a mystery, and, like, I actually am interested. Like, why don't they just release a picture of her that's candid and that is not Photoshopped so we don't have to keep caring about it, we don't have to keep talking about it? Why don't they just do that? It seems like the easiest thing in the world to me. Although, I also understand they're royals. They literally wear a crown for a job. They don't need to answer to us. Especially not us. I mean, we're not their subjects. But they don't need to answer to all the people in the UK. What do they care? They're kind of the bosses. But The View, Whoopi Goldberg, she was saying, why do you guys even care about this?
There is a reason we care about this. And not to make it heavy. Not to make it heavy, but, like, we know the treatment around Diana. We know what Meghan Markle and Prince Harry went through. And now you have a princess, a queen in waiting that hasn't been seen, and the stories just don't pan out. She could resolve this, the palace could, in 2 minutes by putting her direct to camera.
But why do you feel like you're...
Well, because they are head of state.
She took a picture. She said, listen, I photoshopped it myself. I did it.
She didn't take it.
Whoever took it.
Someone took it of her.
You know what?
The palace, they photoshopped the photo? The palace also made a mistake here.
And then they released two photoshopped photos.
We're going to go to break.
No.
You know, you haven't had this done to you. It's our fault. It's our fault because we bought into this. When you buy into this stuff, when they start doing it to your family or they start doing it to your kids, it's not cute.
So she says it's not cute. We shouldn't buy into this kind of stuff. People are asking, though, like, why? It's not a bad question. Why do we care about this so much? It's just a family photo. Somebody, you know, go look at any Instagram post right now, except the ones that we post. Those are all, you know, we don't have to Photoshop those. We're pretty happy with how we look. But somebody, one of these news directors, this global news director, let's see here. No, she's not global news director. She's the head of photography for The Guardian. She says there's a reason that we cared about this family photo specifically. Because it wasn't just about it being a family photo.
I think what's really important to note here is that it wasn't just a picture about Mother's Day. It was also a picture that was, you know, issued to illuminate the Princess of Wales' good health. So it kind of, it then transported it into a different news category.
So it turned it into a different thing. And now finally, I get to the North Korea of it all. they were asked, this news director, they said, how often are you guys killing these photos? Like, when are you doing this? Is this pretty common? Do you see, does this happen all the time? We just don't know about it because it's not about the royals. And he says, no, it's pretty rare.
To kill something on the basis of manipulation, once a year, maybe, you know, I hope, hope less. The previous kills we've had have been from, you know, the North Korean news agency or the Iranian news agency, just to give you some background or context.
Which is ridiculous. The Kensington Palace is now the conversation with North Korea and Iran. Nuts. All right. We got a lot more coming up on the show. We have a really funny topic next. I'm going to play you some audio of some of the craziest coach freakouts you've ever heard. Because recently, there was a coach in the news. She was doing this press conference, and she just finds out that she's being fired, kind of like on the spot. It's kind of a bummer, but it's interesting audio. So I'm going to play it for you next. Hang out for that. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dave Ross on Seattle's Morning News.
It was a traffic miracle, and what made this miracle possible was the presence of traffic officers, professionally trained human beings.
Weekdays 6 to 9, streaming live on your smart speaker. You're listening to Cairo Nights with Jake Skora.
Welcome back to the show. All right, I did not know who this coach was. She was the women's coach at the Utah State women's basketball team. I didn't know anything about her. I don't follow a ton of women's basketball. I don't really follow much of basketball anymore at all, to be honest, men's or women's. But she was the, let's see here, she was hired ahead of the 2019-2020 women's college basketball season. Kayla Ard took over as the head coach at Utah State. Ard faced a big challenge on campus as they were coming off of a season that saw them finish 8-23, last place in the Mountain West Conference. However, the team has now seen three straight losing seasons under this new coach, with their most recent season coming to an end this weekend in the Mountain West Conference. That's a bummer. It really is. So anyway, following their most recent loss, every time you see one of these post-game press conferences, like, this is what's happening here. This coach has just stepped up to the podium. They're talking. You've seen this a million times. Like, Pete Carroll used to do these when he was the coach of the Seahawks. After every game, they get up and they talk about what just happened in the game. So this coach gets up, and she's about to do her press conference, and she has apparently she kind of looks like shell-shocked a little bit. What we realize as she's about to start talking is it sounds like maybe in the last 10 seconds she has just been informed that she's no longer employed by the university. So it's a fairly quick press conference. Here she is.
And how do you plan to rebuild for next season?
I'm not going to be rebuilding. I just coached my last game at Utah State. I spoke with Diana, and they're going in a different direction, and I respect her decision, and I hope they get a really good coach in. I'm assuming that's going to be the last question. All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.
That's it. And then she just walks off because she just lost her job. That's brutal. It happens that way, though, with coaches. Like, when Pete Carroll gave that press conference, It was a wonderful press conference. Like, remember the press conference that he gave after they made the announcement that Pete Carroll was no longer going to be the Seahawks head coach, but that he was still going to have some capacity and some connection to the Seahawks in some way, which is really, I think, just a way for it to you know, for all of us fans to soften the blow that this guy that we love so much is no longer going to be there.
It's like in dating when they say, we'll still be friends.
Yeah, of course. Exactly. Yeah, it's not. They're just trying to put a positive spin on things. Anyway, so she steps away. But it did get me thinking about coaching freakouts, which is kind of a fun thing to do. There's a lot of fun stuff you can do on YouTube. You can go and you can watch fails. We watch a lot of like snow fails for some reason at my house, just like things that happen in the snow. We find, like, my kids find those hilarious. Another rabbit hole that you can go down and spend a great deal of time doing is just go and watch bad press conferences with coaches. Coach freakouts. Go on YouTube and watch that. It's fantastic. Like Bobby Knight, all the famous coaches out there just have all this footage of them just getting big and going crazy, and it's kind of fun. So I thought I'd share a few of these here with you.
You tell us, what was your impression?
I'll follow up with another question if that's all
right. Yeah, well, go ahead.
All right. Don't stutter.
Just remember, when you're at a game and you see grass, it's the opposite side of the ball. But if you see hardwood out there, it's the other end of the floor. Try to help you young guys in this profession you've chosen that's one or two steps above prostitution.
You're not really that stupid, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Okay. My best advice to you?
Yeah.
Shut up.
That's why I don't read the newspaper. Because it's garbage. And the editor that let it come out is garbage. Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man. I'm 40. Can you imagine how frustrating it would be if this is your job? Like, your job is not to talk to press. Your job is to coach the team. Or your job as a player is to be on the team. And the last thing in the world you want to do is just like... Because so much of sports is a mental game, at least it was for me when I was playing sports, so much of it was about like, all right, how do you just like keep your head in the game? How do you focus on the task at hand? Because all that really matters is if you win or lose. And then if you lose, you have to get up and answer questions to all these press guys, and they're just kind of reveling in your loss, and they're just rubbing it in your face. At least that's what it feels like. So I have a lot of sympathy for these coaches. I also think it's pretty funny. Like, do you remember Marshawn Lynch back at Super Bowl 49 press day conference when he was standing up in front of the cameras and he was not answering any questions? He was just saying, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Hey, I'm just here so I don't get fined. So y'all can sit here and ask me all the questions y'all want to. I'm going to answer with the same answer. So y'all can shoot if y'all please. I'm here so I won't get fined. I'm here so I won't get
fined. And then on and on. He just keeps going. Hilarious. All right. We got a great hour coming up. We got the news roundup. I'm going to play you the answer to that trivia clip. Many of you have gotten it. A couple of you got it wrong, but many of you have gotten it. So I will confirm your suspicions next. We got a lot of great stuff coming up. Don't go anywhere. Stick around. We're going to be right back here on Cairo Nights.
Come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.